Well, John, delighted you can join us this afternoon, and well, certainly Tyrone riding high.
Yes, Tom, and a trot, that's saying it's early days, Tom, yet we're winning matches. I expected really Division 2 to be more competitive than it actually was. Possibly the Cavan match was probably, in my opinion, the most competitive game we have had all year, which you wouldn't have expected. But the fireworks haven't been produced like it was expected, I think, of this division, Tom.
Yeah. Well, isn't that probably a sign that maybe Tyrone are a good bit or better than everybody else, really?
Very hard to gauge that one, Tom. Like, you know, if Tyrone are playing Division 1, probably gauge them better as a team. But when you're dealing with local derbies and stuff, like, for instance, tonight's match is going to be a local derby. I don't think there'll be much in it. But when you're dealing with local derbies, Tom, you expect them to be closer and tighter. But if we played Derry, the last match against Derry, I was very disappointed in Derry. I thought Derry would have brought more to the table, but they didn't. They didn't seem to have any ideas. They seemed to be very lackluster in their play, and they just seemed sort of clueless, in my opinion. So, in a local derby, you expect more. You expect more spice in it, but it didn't produce. But I still think tonight's match is different. I think the throwing our man match is a whole different game. It's going to be different. It's a different kettle of fish, and the men involved, you know, like the McGeaney people, getting involved. They've always got a bit of history involved with the throwing, so I can see fireworks tonight. Well, hopefully, it'll be a bit of fireworks anyway. Put it that way.
And tell me, what about Armagh? Really struggling, aren't they?
They seem to be, Tom. They haven't got results. But in fairness, I suppose when you look at Armagh's league campaign, they were carrying a lot of injuries. Number one, and McGeaney had met, like, a lot of men out. Like McKeever would be, if I was picking a team, as always. The kind of man I would have on the team first day out, you know. And obviously the Cross boys, and they carried injuries. So he didn't have a full list of players to pick from, in fairness to him. So, but I believe now tonight he probably has most of the lads back, and this possibly might be his best chance to show tonight. But in fairness to Armagh this year, they haven't had a good run, possibly because of injuries and that kind of... It sets you back, Tom. You can't get momentum going in games after games if you're not continuously playing the same players. So in fairness to them, that's possibly what's wrong. But again, time will tell. Tonight will tell the tale. I mean, they seem to have a full card of players, so it'll be interesting what they're like tonight.
And tell me, overall, looking at Tyrone, Mickey keeps chopping and changing, but there's two or three changes every week. Is he still trying to find the correct formula, or is he just, you know, these are the players, maybe it's a 20-man game now, or it is a 20-man game as we know now, and that's the way it's going to be?
Mickey, he's still, the surplus of players he's using, the core of the team probably hasn't changed a lot, you know. The way O'Neill has been playing, for instance, put him on the freeze, and he's been consistent on the freeze, which is something I remember talking to you before, that we needed. We needed a man that we could continuously expect to freeze over the bar for you, and Ronan has been doing that for us. The forwards have been playing fairly well, and again, I spoke to you before, Tom, about defence. You know, we need to tighten up the defence, and I feel this year, this league campaign, that the defence has been very good. You know, again, a couple of players have been used in and out. Ronan McNamee's injured tonight, and like I've spoke to you before about this young Hampsey, Patrick Hampsey from the under 21 team last year. Like, personally, I would rate him very highly. I work with him and Cole Island as well. I feel he's a good player. He's in there full back tonight, so it'll be interesting to see how he does. Like, I personally think he's good, but this will be a test for him. But defensively, Tom, we've been playing well as well. So, like, that's been helpful for us. That defensively, you've got like McCarron and them people playing well. That helps us. You have to be able to defend, number one. And the way the system of the Tyrone are playing at the minute, Mickey has tweaked it a bit. And, you know, Donegal would have been the team that would set Anders, Tom, and that style of play. You know, Jim McGuinness took it to a new level whenever he was involved with Donegal. And we've them all sort of playing catch up with it. Tyrone are catching up a bit there. Like, I've watched them the last few times. So they're defending well. They're breaking at speed. That's what it's about. That's what that game's about. And we're doing it. And I think to a lot of teams in Division 2, it was maybe a bit of a shock to a lot of teams that we were doing that way and doing it with such finesse and speed. So, you know, you'd be happy with the way, I'll be happy with the way things are going. But I keep saying, Tom, it's very early days. It's National League football. Division 2 football at this stage, and you know, there's a long way to go. September's a good bit down the road, you know.
The fact that Tyrone are already promoted and already in the league final, do you think maybe they might ease off tonight?
I don't think they will, Tom. No, personally, I don't think that would be in their, it wouldn't be in Mickey's DNA even to suggest that, or I don't think the players will think that. They'll want to go through this campaign unbeaten. And Armagh coming to Omagh tonight, I don't think Tyrone will be complacent, but I do expect Armagh to be coming flying at us, and I'd imagine they'll put it up to Tyrone tonight. This will not be an easy game for us tonight. No, it never is an easy game. We also, probably more concerned of how good Armagh could be tonight. You know, they've all the players back. The motivation's there, Tom. You know, they've been criticised at a high level with the press and within Armagh as well. There's a lot of ex-players sort of giving out about them, about the way they play and their system and stuff. Backs against the wall tonight, you know, anything can happen with them.
So you expect a win?
I would expect a win, Tom, but I would definitely expect a tough game. You know, wouldn't surprise me, I'll be honest with you, it wouldn't surprise me if Armagh could beat us, but I would expect us to win tonight.